Radio Business Report. Radio News.
Good morning. Bob DiCarlo here with the Back to Work edition of your RBR Morning E-Paper for Monday, June 14th. It's Flag Day. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. What might Infinity sell? We're speculating on that story, and we've got a lot more. So sit back, scroll down, read, learn, and make money, period. As we get on with today's hot ones.
RBR Radio News.
With Sumner Redstone indicating that Viacom may shave off some lesser assets from Infinity, brokers and would-be buyers are trying to guess just what might be up for sale. It's a pretty good bet that Infinity won't be parting with revenue giants like K-Rock in L.A. or Wynn's in New York, not even the ailing WNEW in the city. So what might be available? Well, just click into this morning's RBR. Clear Channel skates on indecency violation. Now, this one took place right under the FCC's nose at WIHT-FM in Washington. The station was hit with a notice of apparent liability for indecency some time ago. So long ago, in fact, that the statute of limitation expired months ago. The commission blamed the oversight on a clerical error. A half dozen Washington legislators from both sides of the aisle have praised Clear Channel for setting its indecency score with the FCC. We have a sampling in this morning's RBR e-paper.
RBR Ad Biz.
Mars Incorporated's Master Foods Canadian operation, FM Incorporated, has reportedly awarded media planning and buying to OMD following a review. The account is estimated at $14.6 million. The review included incumbent MediaVest, MBS, M2 Universal, and MediaEdge, CIA. FM markets Whiskas and Pedigree, M&M's, and other food products such as Uncle Ben's Rice. Over in television with RBR's sister morning e-paper, TVBR.
TV News.
Here is what's happening. The federal bankruptcy courts apparently aren't providing all of the protection that Pegasus Communications had hoped for. The Parents Television Council was not in the least impressed by the FCC Clear Channel indecency deal. And the dangers to journalists are obvious in places like Iraq, but there are risks right at home. A KETV Omaha cameraman has been struck and killed by a car. Get details on these stories and a whole lot more in today's TVBR. And finally, good radio executives, pretty tough to find, so if you're looking, contact Kathy Carnegie at RBR. She will walk you through how to place your career opening with RBR and TVBR. And we'll do an outstanding audio ad for you. So, use today's technology and call Kathy today. I'm Bob DiCarlo. That's our Back to Work edition of the RBR Daily E-Paper. Have a great Monday, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
Radio Business Report. First, fast, accurate, and independently owned.